Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the planning committee meeting on Monday, the 10th of January. Just gone 7:30, so we'll get to start. First item, PL9121, to receive and approve apologies for absence.
Apologies received from Councillor Cowley with acceptable reasons.
Okay, thank you. Can I have someone to propose that is acceptable? Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Wilson seconded. Those in favour?
Thank you.
Unanimous, thank you. PL9221 to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations.
I've not received any.
No? Okay.
Thank you.
Moving on. PL9321 is to approve the minutes of the planning committee on the 13th of December. Did you receive any comments?
No comments.
Do anyone have anything to say now? Can I have someone to propose that they are true and accurate? Councillor Wilson, thank you. Councillor Barnes, seconding. And that is unanimous.
Thank you.
PL9421 to report back. Is there anything?
Nothing to report.
PL9521 public participation. But there is no members of the public here, so we'll move on to PL9621 to look at the decision notices. Demolition of the existing workshop and conversion of frontage building to retail with flats behind. This is the old garage at the cross, and that was permission granted. We support it, no comment. Item B is secure dog training area up at Summer House Farm that has been withdrawn. Presumably they resubmit in the coming weeks or months. PL9721 is correspondence. Item A is to note that the public footpath order has been confirmed. That information is in your packs. It was in the Crow. This is the one going past the... It was wiggled to go around the new play area for the college. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's duly noted. Item B, to consider an update with regard to the transfer of the strategic greenbelt at Kingly Grove. This is the Hopkins development. This has been rattling on for quite some time now. And it's about to get more complex. You will see on the table in front of you an email that came in this afternoon from the landscape architect at Christ Cambridge Planning. And he has some questions rumbling on about whether the maintenance operations that Hopkins have proposed and the money that they've then set aside, if they match what is in the landscape and ecological management plan. He thinks that they do not, they're not doing enough. So it looks like we're back to the drawing board again with that one. So we're going to have to argue again about how much they're going to give us a commuted sum for that, because the money that they have given, or they've suggested, seems not to be compliant with all the work that's necessary. Is that a fair appraisal, Claire?
That certainly sounds like, from the conversation I had with him, yeah. So this email only came in at just after 4, and I haven't had a chance to go through all of it yet, but I will do.
I've finally got it at about 7 o'clock myself. Councillor Clark.
On that basis, if he doesn't believe that there's enough being done, do we have to engage with Hopkins until he's resolved that part of it with Hopkins?
Yeah, I
because that must change Hopkins' view. They must realise if they've got to do more, they're going to have to pay more. If that makes any sense.
It does.
Should we have to engage with Hopkins until he's resolved where he believes they should be sitting, so you know, so he's got the full picture, and this is what they should be doing?
Yeah.
Then we negotiate.
I'm not sure it's for him to negotiate it for us.
No. I mean, do we stand back until he's resolved the issue with what they should and shouldn't be doing?
Well, I think this is where his view of it. This email, and so I think what I need to go back now is look through the LEMP and just make sure that all of these works relate to the strategic green buffer rather than anything else.
Okay, so thank you. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, so we need to check that what he's raised is actually relative to the SGB, and then cross-check what has been included by operators as part of the maintenance that they base their monies on. And then we can discuss further.
Thank you. Thanks, Jim.
Any further comments on this? No. Okay, item C is to consider an update with regard to transfer of the open spaces and access road in Victoria Way. So this morning the clerk, Councillor Wilson, the vice chair of this committee, and myself went up and had a mooch around and got very muddy footwear. The two areas of green space, one of them, as you're going up the road, the one on the right is very well maintained. Mm-hmm. There are two manhole covers within the grassed area, one of which is for services, I believe, according to my local expert. I'm not sure what the other one is, but they're not marked on the plans that we were sent. On the area that's still being used by the contractor and hasn't been thought about being grassed yet, there are two pairs of manhole covers. These are marked up as a pair and lead out to the road. I don't think it's a problem. I think if the once they've finished with the plant on there, then they can plant it up, grass it, and if it's up to the same standard as the other side, I have no problem accepting it. But we shouldn't accept before it's been made proper. Okay. You see that's fair, Councillor Wilson?
Yep. Absolutely.
So that would be my recommendation. The road, on the other hand, it is at the moment only a temporary surface. They would need to do some more work on it anyway. But it seems that the three houses apparently paying £50 a year towards the maintenance fund. There is hardcore showing through the tarmac layer even now. I suspect that there won't be another sublayer put on there before they put the top coat on. Supposition, I can't say for sure. I don't think it's going to be a particularly high standard finish. It'll look pretty, but at the cost of £150 a year towards future maintenance, it's not very much. Any roadworks, any pothole on there would be several thousand to fix. We're unlikely to get any damage on there until such time as somebody comes along and digs the road up, at which point we'll probably get potholes either side of it, not immediately but in the future. Thoughts, comments, please? Councillor Clark.
Three houses involved. It's established that there has to be an access way into the cemetery. That was part and parcel of the original setup. I would say leave it alone. I don't see any benefit or anything that's going to give us, well, as you say, it's going to cost us money as soon as anything goes wrong. And, you know, we're going to have the three houses moaning at us every time anything does go wrong. So I would say no, leave it alone. There's no mileage in us taking it on board.
Councillor Barnes.
I didn't know if anybody looked into
when other councils have adopted roads and how that's gone. I think we talked about finding a bit more out about that.
Yeah, so I did email out to local clerks, and one council had adopted an existing road and it had been quite problematic, and another large council had taken on what I think was a newer road and had not had any problems, but it's not something that many councils seem to have done.
I would just add to that, the cost of civil works is always expensive. 150 is just not going to touch the surface of any repair works, and I think it's not a very good card to pick up.
Okay. Councillor Hart, do you wish to say anything at this point?
No, it's such a tricky one, I think, just in the sense of how the residents, were they aware? I mean, what were they led to believe in terms of the maintenance of that piece of road? I mean, that they're paying... Sorry, I've steamed up again. I'm going to take them off. So their expectation was... Does anybody know what their expectation is?
No, I mean, because they're aware they're on a private road.
Yeah.
Who owns the road is largely irrelevant. If they're, yeah, they're contracted to pay £50 a year...
It's a very small amount of the maintenance. So, I'm just thinking, as a potential, you know, you think when people are buying properties, that would be a red flag for me. Thinking, well, who, you know, how's this going to work? Especially if that, you know, how often is that road used, or the type of vehicles that use that road to go to the cemetery?
It's not a huge amount of traffic going to be on the argument from the developer is, if we take the road on, you know, we've got more control over it, over who parks there and so forth. But I don't see that's a valid argument, because
not in terms of the responsibility that goes with that.
Yeah, that's right. Councillor Barnes.
There was a question about why the highways didn't want to take it on as well last time, I think.
Yeah, it's because there are less than six properties on it.
Yeah.
Fewer than six properties.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The council. Highways won't adopt a road if there's fewer than five, six or seven. The number seems to be, according to where you look.
Yeah.
Which I think is crazy, because it stops developers making interesting estates.
Yeah.
If you can't just tuck a few houses there, a few houses there, it's the same road.
Yeah.
Councillor Hart.
Yes, yeah, so I'm just wondering about other roads in the village. So, Meadow Way.
I don't know why that's unadopted, because there are far more than six properties on there.
Are there any other?
The lawn?
Our one?
Your one, yeah.
We've got six houses, and we run our own company.
Yeah.
One down the bottom, where I am. What's the blinking name?
Rupert Neve.
That's a private road.
And that's got...
That's got lots of houses.
Yeah.
So I don't know why that's private. Mm. Around the back here it's private as well.
Yes.
But that's something to do with the size of the road.
Yes. Well, that's what I wanted to do, the size of the road as well with.
Yeah.
The one at Victoria Way.
So is the arrangement that it would be owned by the... or managed by the management company with... That kind of small addition from the £150 from the houses, is that how it would run?
Something like that. I don't know. At the moment, the developer owns it.
Yeah.
What he will do, I subsequently, I don't know. Councillor Clark.
There's probably something in the small print that says that if this goes to a management company, then it will be down to the management company, and they will have the right to put up prices, charges, etc. over a period of time. So I should imagine the residents will end up paying more than £50 a year. They won't just pay £50 a year, because they're going to be responsible. They're going to have to have, they'll have to have public liability insurance on it, you know, same as what we've got. Ours is a cul-de-sac. But, you know, it will end up, if a management company gets it, costing more than £50 a year. But that's not our problem, is it?
And not wanting to look as though, you know, we don't support residents in the village, it seems if we would take that one on, why would we then not take on other private roads?
So yeah, I think the argument is because it's access to the cemetery, which is ours.
Right.
Quite honestly, I don't see that there's any great benefit to us from taking it on. Well, I'd see a lot of liabilities and zero benefits.
Yeah, no upside.
And it's purely the developer who's asking us to, inviting us to take it on, not the
Yes, place. I mean, Mr. Tyler has been inviting us to take it on for as long as I've been on council.
Right. It sounds like it needs a stronger argument than. I mean, is this something that it's already come to full council anyway, is it, or would we?
I think, it went to full council before Christmas, and it was kicked into the long grass with the clerk being asked to talk to other councils and find out what they've done, which she since has. And basically, there seems to have been one good, one bad, and most say no.
It's on the agenda for next Monday.
So we need to make recommendations to full council from this committee. So I'm going to make two different votes on this. One, I would propose that we agree to taking on the two green areas once the second green area is made up to a suitable standard and has been allowed to grow in for a period of time. And then the second one would be whether we adopt the road or not. So we'll start off with the green areas. Can I have someone propose that? Councillor Wilson, Councillor Clark seconding. Those in favour? Okay, thank you. So I would recommend the full council that we take that on. And we can't vote not to do something.
So we have to vote to take it on and then it falls.
Well, I'm thinking we can vote to take a positive action to recommend full council do not take it on.
Yeah?
I think we can do that.
Yeah.
And then council can have a vote to take it on and it will fall.
Yes, yeah.
I think that works.
That works, yeah.
Okay, so I'll propose this one. That we recommend to full council that they do not take on the road. So I'll propose, seconded, Councillor Hart. Those in favour, unanimous, thank you. And item D is to note the withdrawal of local development documents from across the border.
Yes.
North Harts development documents.
Yes.
They were in the pack. Anything to say? Duly noted. Okay, PL 9821 is to receive an update on Birchwood Field development. That is also in your pack. Everything seems to be going swimmingly. Duly noted. PL 9821 is applications for tree work, which there are none. When we come to the planning applications, PL 9921A is the demolition of the existing summer house and erection of a garden room. This is at 50A Orchard Road. Aside from the fact I could find no evidence of the garden room on Google Earth.
There is a...
Councillor Clark.
There is a shed. They've taken a picture of a little sort of seated shed area, you know, with the two front doors, and to be replaced by quite a modern...
Yes, it's quite a nice one. It's tucked away in the corner. It's against the boundary fence, which seems to be quite a large fence. Single-storey building. I see no problem with it at all. Okay, so support, no comment. Proposed by Councillor Clark, seconded Councillor Barnes, and unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item B is a two-storey side extension and single-storey front extension at 56 Fallen Way. Comments? Councillor Clark.
This looked a little bit loaded to me. When I looked at it in conjunction with what else is down Fallen Way, it just looked a little bit sort of top-heavy. And bringing it out the front as well, it just seemed to be a bit much, in my personal view. I don't know. When I had a look through it, and I looked, it just seemed to be not in keeping with the other residences. Especially loading it at the front as well.
Councillor Hart.
Excuse me, I'm just checking I've got the right one. So this is the one where there's already an existing side extension, and they're just bringing the extension is to bring that so that it's in line with the original building. Is that correct?
No.
Yeah?
No. No, it's going further out the front. Sorry.
There's already a side extension on it.
There's a small side extension on it.
So it's purely bringing that forward, the building line.
Yeah, that's existing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is proposed.
I was looking at if you look at the design and access statement, you can sort of see the picture of the house at the minute, the bottom one. That's what I always tend to look at those because they have more photographs. So if you go down,
they are bringing up like a porch here.
The bit where the cars are parked. Car that's in the driveway. That's the existing side extension, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're just. I say just, they're looking to fill in that gap so that it's in line with the original front door.
But also bring the front door forward. Is the whole front?
They're bringing the whole front of the property forward as well.
Okay. So when did we read the. Oh, I didn't pick that up. We look at the.
So if you flip back and forth between the existing.
That's proposed.
Plans and the proposed plans rather than the elevations. In fact, if you just look at the proposed plans, you see the front on the first floor, you see the roof slope, so that is all of the existing building. The red line in the left-hand diagram there is the existing front.
The chair on the proposal, it says that page 6 approval for the extension of the semi-detached house. The extension will extend the profile of an existing side extension whilst increasing the massing to match the existing house. A single-storey front extension will create a new entrance hall. So is that what you're seeing on there?
Yes, they're bringing it forward by 2 metres.
And it says the proposed extension is designed to be in keeping with the existing houses and respect the residential amenity of its neighbours. The proposed extension sits marginally forward of the existing porch structure and still allows for 2 parking spaces between the extension and the footpath. That's what I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounded to me quite reasonable, but
it's. I mean, they're bringing the whole property forward by 2 metres. Mm.
And they're going up. They're going up as well on the side.
They're going up on the side. I don't think that's a problem. There's other extensions along the road that have gone up on the side. Councillor Wilson.
I was just about to say exactly that. On the side, it doesn't worry me at all. But there's nothing. There's nothing down there that.
Nothing that's come out of the front.
It sounds like that's just going to be a bit of a fuse for everybody suddenly extending all the way down. Mm. A bit of a domino effect. I could be wrong. But, side I don't mind. Front just seems too much.
Excuse me, Chair. So if the front's coming forward 2 metres, then that means that the adjoining house will be
stacked back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not
It's already stepped back at the rear.
It's not actually in keeping with any of the houses,
that's useful, because I just thought it was the filling in the gap there.
The side extension's not a problem, no. It's just the bringing everything else forward as well. Councillor Clark?
Yeah, I think when you, Councillor Hart read off that it's in keeping, it's not in keeping. No. I think that's misleading. I don't think it's appropriate, because as Councillor Wilson said, you know, you could start a domino effect all the way down the road if it gets passed.
I suspect when they say in keeping, they mean in architectural style, as a, you know, so it's not like a big glass front front type of thing. It's not probably what it means.
Looking at the plans and the elevations, it's not going to look horrible.
No,
but
that's what I mean.
It's a 2 metre step forward. Mm.
Excuse me, Chair, so it doesn't seem to be any neighbours notification on the documents. There's normally saying that neighbours have been notified, isn't there?
There is.
I can't see that, because I would have thought, as a neighbour, if you saw that your property then was going to be...
well, indeed.
It normally says, isn't it, the neighbour notification?
Well, the other two applications that we've had in today have got the notified neighbours list.
Mm. Have got it,
yes.
Yeah. So maybe that's something to flag up. Yeah, there's not a notified neighbours list on that application.
No. Mm. Okay. So, any further comments?
It was two cars on the front.
Two cars on the drive.
It wasn't nose to tail, was it? It was just two cars in front, because it's already pretty tight.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't look...
I mean, just from a Google, oh, you're on.
I'm going in.
So that comes out 2 metres. You might get a small electric car on there. Or a little smart car.
Just looking at the car, you look at Google Maps, at the satellite image, there is a car on the driveway there. And that seems to run from the front of the house. Pretty much the border.
I can't see how you get two on there.
No, the only way you do it is if you put one on the front yard.
Was there put it at an angle.
Yeah, you swing it round.
It'd have to landscape. Does it say that in the I can't remember in that drawing.
It said it was going to be parking for two cars.
Yeah,
has it got that
in the design and access statement it says, yeah.
Re-landscaping.
Oh, I hate this.
So in that statement, it has one car parked outside the setback, with the current extension. There's a car there. But how did you get...
You don't want to end up with cars on that road, that's pretty much as tight as it is up there.
Just scroll down there, see Claire there, yeah, you've got a car. So how would there be room for two cars there? Then?
Unless they're going to pave over the front. Take out the fence or whatever, and just pave over the front. So they just about squeeze two cars on there.
You have to disclose that's what you're doing there, don't you? Because it's a set amount, you can only have a set amount. Per house, per development.
Actually, I'm feeling really confused, actually, because on that page there are 56, if you scroll up, Claire, so this is 56.
It's the one on the border.
They're showing the other side.
They're showing the neighbouring house.
The neighbour's one. It's the one to the left.
So they're showing the wrong one then?
Yes.
Because the application is for 56, pulled away, and they're labelled that one as 56.
Well, there it is there, you can see where the bin is on the right-hand side, so they're not going to have much room.
Yeah, so you've got the blue door, is for the one on the left, and the red door that you can see on the top left-hand corner, they're just...
So which one is number 56?
No, there isn't. There is 56
on the left-hand on the top.
So it's not the one with that side that, that's the white.
No, but they, yeah, they've got the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's very confusing.
Yeah.
But yes, they put the wrong picture of
the, yeah, the property to the left.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
They went there.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, that.
Right.
And that's, should have been there.
And they've got that. So 56 have got the same thing, side extension.
Oh, yeah.
But it's rebated back. It's
that door's a different colour. That's, hang on. What is that? Where's that? Is that that?
Yeah.
Mm.
But the windows are brown.
And the paint's white and cream.
And the door's a different colour.
Where? This. So the neighbours haven't been notified.
So that window's brown, that one's white.
So it's like it's been flipped.
Maybe it's been inverted, yeah.
It can't have been inverted.
So then that's red. I'm going to stop pointing at stuff.
You're doing it beautifully.
I'll just get myself more confused as I stand up.
Very confused.
These lectures that you give me.
So yeah, the just looking at the street view.
Yeah, generally.
That's red and that's brownie. So
what's that?
It's got a carport in front of 56 has got a carport in front of their extension bit.
But they're not going to be able to get. That's 50. That's Mirkov Way though, isn't it?
This is going to get refused on the basis of nobody knows where it is in a minute.
Misleading photographs.
Yeah.
And that.
No, that's it. That's it. 56.
Drop
it. Go further down. That's 20. Oh, look, we'll walk up the road.
Well, looking at the way that car's parked, if that's number 56, if they're moving it out 2 metres, where's the car going to park?
Yeah, that's not 56. That's the opposite
side of the road. Right, got it now, I think. Yes.
Yeah.
Got the, I think that's 56.
No, that is 56 there.
No, it's not. No, that's, no, 56.
Isn't it? It's to the left of that photograph.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a, look, I think it's got a brown door, is it?
So if you turn round, like 180.
Yeah.
I need to see a number.
Yes, please.
Pick the little man up and that's still saying that same 27. Which one is it?
And then you go down the street.
I need to go down the street from
here. Yeah, you gotta chuck a right and then so you could have just got 90 in the other way. So that's it.
Is it that one there?
That
looks like
it.
Can you see
it?
Can you see the number on it?
No, they blur out numbers, which is really painful.
So that's it. So it's got a carport at the moment. So if you zoom out again, Steve, so they want to bring that out.
2 metres.
Yeah.
And so, well, I think.
Oh, thank you.
The whole thing comes forward 2 metres.
Yeah, so therefore it's going to be out of line with the one next to it.
Yeah.
And the back is already, they've got a single story extension on the back already. So, you can't see that from the street.
So, one of the biggest issues for me, Chester, is the fact that we don't have any indication that neighbours have been notified.
Mm-hmm.
Because therefore, I would have thought neighbours would have made a comment. So I'm not sure how we can, I think we need to flag that up with planning. And also our concern about then the line.
The visual effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there, so there's no landscaping in the plan, in the proposed elevations?
No.
Or anything like that? There's nothing, so we're going to take out that hedge and we're going to, or we're just going to...
Design an access.
I didn't see anything in there. I might have missed it.
I can't see how they're going to get a normal sized car.
The proposed extension sits marginally forward of the existing porch structure. Yes, I suppose it is forward. I wouldn't say it's marginally. But the existing porch structure is
probably a roof. Yeah.
That's a couple of foot.
It's a roof.
And it's a couple of foot at the most. You're talking 2 metres, so you're talking sort of 7 feet, aren't you?
Yeah.
6.6. Yeah. Is it worth just going back to them and just saying, we just have a little bit more clarification on the driveway situation and B, the neighbours? So I think it's kind of
well,
says we just there's nothing there.
I mean, from what I think people are saying, my own inclination is to object to this. On the grounds it's not going to be in keeping, it's going to be out of keeping with the surroundings.
Excuse me, Chair, because it says the proposal will tidy up the existing facade and rationalise the existing porches and provide a unified aesthetic. If it's not going to provide a unified aesthetic,
we'll just get
not
rid of
across,
the
cross. Not unless they're doing their neighbours well as well. Two metre extension as well,
yeah.
Which is very kind of them. And one way of getting the neighbours to agree.
Yeah.
That's just nonsense.
Yeah, I thought.
That's just fluff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do that then. No.
Object.
Yeah.
And then with the comments about.
Sorry,
concerning doesn't feel neighbours.
Well, that should be a note underneath.
Yeah,
rather
yeah,
than
yeah.
A
yeah.
Grounds for objection. Okay, so I'm going to object on the grounds of visual appearance.
Uh-huh.
It's out of keeping with the rest of the streets. It's coming forward by 2 metres, which is a huge amount.
Yeah.
And will cause a step between them and their neighbouring semi.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't commented on it.
Sorry?
And the neighbour hasn't commented on it.
Well, that's.
I think he might have been
yeah,
just to put at the bottom that we
that's
see.
That's a note. We see no.
Yeah, okay.
No neighbour notification list.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be that they've notified neighbours, they just haven't put a list on the planning
okay.
portal. It's worth noting we don't have a problem with the side extension as long as it's not coming forward of the existing property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Current footings.
Yeah. So the side extension, they're bringing the front out 2 metres forward of the existing line, but the first floor is coming out to the existing line. So, but it's just like 2 metres on the ground floor that I think is not correct. The rest of it, I'd be happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't believe there will be 2 car parking spaces. What do they say?
When you say 2 parking spaces.
Still allows 2 parking spaces between the extension and the footpath. See how they work that
yeah.
at all.
Maybe it's worth saying that we can't identify how
yeah.
they will be able to park 2 cars effectively because there's no design plan showing that.
No.
Unless they take the hedge out and.
They've not said how they're going to do it.
Well,
so
I think if they're looking at taking that out, that'll change the street scene
exactly.
as well.
And does that hedge go across both properties?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so this doesn't add up, is it really?
No, the hedge doesn't.
No,
it's
a picket fence across the
second one. Okay.
I'm looking at it on here and it.
Yeah.
Go, just go up the road a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite clear.
Just because it's
an angle.
Gotcha.
So yeah, the existing porch structure. It's a roof.
Which is wilting anyway.
That's all it is, it's a roof.
Yeah.
It's the same as I used to have in my old house when I lived in Cambridge. It's a 2 foot bit of roof, so when you're fumbling with the keys,
you're not going to
get too. I call it a canopy.
Well, all right.
Very posh.
I say.
Do you have canopy at yours?
No, she hasn't.
Because we had tea.
The starters.
You've got a canopy before you go to your house. To your residence.
Sorry.
Residence.
So we object because of the 2 metres being out of keeping. We don't think there's going to be space for 2 vehicles, as they say that there is. So there's lots of car parking space on an area that's already tight for car parking. We would support the 2-storey extension on the side, as long as it didn't come forward.
Yeah.
And we make a note that there seems to be no neighbour comments, and a further note that the design and access statement appears to be giving photographs of the neighbour's house rather than the property that is going to be worked on. Can I have a proposal for all of that, please? Councillor Hart, and the seconder, Councillor Clark, those in favour, unanimous. Thank you. Which brings us on to item C, which is a single-storey rear extension and block paving to drive at 15 Meeting Lane. Thoughts and comments on this one, please? Councillor Hart.
So pretty straightforward to me. I think there's a new resident there that's recently sold that property.
Yeah.
And it, I guess the only thing that I wondered, and I don't know if that will cause a problem, is does it say now block paving? Is it scrabble there at the moment? Would that make a significant difference in terms of water runoff? Or I don't think there seem to be any issues with water down Meeting Lane, or do they?
There's no issues at the moment, I don't think. Not that I'm aware of. I mean, the whole of this side of the village is reasonable. Not this side, sorry, that side of the Meeting Lane. I mean, aside from the runoff from London Way going down the High Street, the rest of it, since they cleaned the drain, seems to be pretty good. Planning will normally, or highways will normally, put a rider on there saying please put a condition in that no water is to leave the property, so they'll have to put a grating in a separate way.
Yeah.
So I don't see that that's an issue. I don't think there's any issue with this. I mean, it takes up quite a lot of the infill. The original two properties was U-shaped,
mm-hmm.
and this is filled in quite a lot.
Yeah.
Next door's filled in a bit as well, from what I can see. So, support, no comment. Propose, please. Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Wilson. Unanimous, thank you. Brings us on to PL 121. Enforcement update. Do you have anything to report, please?
No, nothing to report. Thank you.
Fantastic. Then the final item is 101.21 to note date for the next meeting, being Valentine's Day.
Oh, never.
February. And with that, closed. Thank you.
Thank you.